Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise, and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The very first time I was taught how to pray Lexi Divina, we prayed with this gospel. There is a seminarian from Ireland who was here years ago who was teaching us how to pray with the Psalms, the Psalms. But then we prayed with this gospel and he opened up to us. I don't remember what my prayer was like that day, but I do remember just being walked through what that was like to pray Lexio Divina with the scriptures for the first time. But in years since then, praying with this passage, every single time it strikes me is just the sharp contrast of the glory of God, the glory of Christ being revealed, and suddenly the apostles being touched by Jesus and told, "It's okay, get up." And suddenly it's just him, just normal again. The contrast between the glory of Jesus revealed for the first time to the apostles, then just normal again. And it's the same Jesus both times. When Jesus chooses to reveal his glory, it is such a gift. In our lives, if you're coming to daily mass day in and day out, and those of you I know well, I am confident and have been told that you have known and experienced the glory of God and have met Jesus in a powerful way. The saints tell us again and again, when we have encountered Jesus, when we have seen his glory, we give thanks for those moments. In our second reading, St. Peter says, looking back to that moment of transfiguration, he gives thanks to God as a bookmark moment of his life, that moment happened, that he saw the glory of Jesus. Those glory moments we give thanks for, but also those normal moments we give thanks for, because it's the same Jesus. The Gospel of John tries to make clear one of the main points in the entire Gospel of John, the glory of Christ in all the signs and all the wonders he does in the moments like the Transfiguration. But the greatest moment of glory for Christ is the cross. Whether it's moments of glory, moments of just humdrum day in, day out, or moments of immense suffering, it's the same Jesus in all our lives. When Jesus touches the shoulder of Peter, James, and John, they look up, they see Jesus alone. That's all we're after, Jesus alone. In the moments of glory, we say, "Thank you, Lord," but ultimately it's just you, Jesus, just you alone. In the day in, day out, "Thank you, Jesus, because it's just you alone, Jesus, I want." In the moments of immense suffering, we find Jesus there. We actually find the glory of Christ if we look, if we listen to him well enough. We say, "Thank you." It's Jesus alone we desire. Some moments are more difficult to find him than others, but we ask him for the grace to listen to him and to find him in every moment.